a $30,000 video camera, some nice potting soil, and an Olympic-sized swimming pool. What do all of these have in common? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. I just finished writing my new book, The Worst Financial Mistakes in the Bible. And in the first chapter, I start off talking about the story of Abraham and Lot, where they decide which land they want to take for their families. Abraham let Lot choose first, and Lot chose the best land, the one with the most water for his animals and the best soil for his crops. Can you blame him? Our human nature always seems to want the best stuff. My son John loves shooting his own videos. Right now, he's using an inexpensive camera that he bought with his own money to make movies. But his ultimate dream would be to have a $30,000 Red Epic video camera. For now, he can't get the best camera, and he has to work with what he has. We all struggle with wanting the best the world has to offer. And if we don't get it, we can get discouraged and start thinking, "But I deserve it." So as we enter August and head towards the end of summer, I put together a checklist of 6 ways to overcome the temptation to always want the best stuff. The full list is available today at mymoneylife.org. First, identify the places where you're most vulnerable, whether it's wanting the best land, the nicest camera, or the biggest pool. Next, surrender to God your desire to always have the best. Like Abraham, trust Him to raise you up. The third would be to find someone who can hold you accountable if you start feeling the urge to get something better. Ask them, "Do I really need this?" Go to mymoneylife.org for the full checklist and to get more information about my brand new book, The Worst Financial Mistakes in the Bible. It's available for a donation of any amount. At mymoneylife.org, you can also download a free chapter to get started.